Let me introduce the version of Proof by Seduction that was originally read by my two friends, Tessa Dare and Carrie Baldwin. This was going to be the fine romance between Bernie, the man who used Jenny Keeble's services as a fortune teller, and Jenny. And the book started with him deciding that he was going to demonstrate to his mathematically, scientifically inclined friend that Jenny, in fact, was a lovely fortune teller who could tell the truth.
So I'm Tessa Dare, and this is a story of how Proof by Seduction became a book about Jenny and Gareth
instead of
a book about Jenny and Bernie. Mm-hmm. With me here is Carrie Baldwin.
Hi. But she didn't want to hear it at the time.
Interestingly enough, it was not the first time that Courtney had tried and failed to write a hero named Bernie, but that's a story for another audiobook. So there was Jenny and Bernie in this scene, and then Bernie's friend, who was much more good-looking,
taller. Much taller.
Smarter.
A lot smarter. More interesting.
Hotter.
With better dialogue. And he had this big blinking sign over his head that said, hero, basically. And his name was Gareth.
And they went to Gareth's house to determine how Gareth was going to determine scientifically that Jenny was, in fact, good at it. I sent the scene to my dear friends, and they told me the following.
Courtney was coming to visit me in California that day, and she would be getting on a plane in a matter of hours. So when I sent back the critique, it was with the message, please still get on the plane, because I knew she would be upset. But I had to be honest with her and tell her that it was very clear that Gareth was the hero of the book. Even though Courtney seemed to be insisting that Bernie was the hero of the book, Jenny was definitely saying otherwise.
And by a complete coincidence, I had sent her a similar email saying, oh, I think Gareth would make a much finer hero than Bernie.
I put up about 12 to 13 hours of fuss about this.
I think we almost weren't BFFs anymore after that.
And then that's not true.
No.
For about 5 minutes.
And then we went and got massages, and in the middle of the massage, I realized they were right.
Because we were.
Because they were.
We obviously were.
They obviously were. And then I sold the book, so I really can't complain.
You would have come to that conclusion yourself eventually.
And tell us what happened to Bernie.
That's too complicated, no.
Bernie was pushed up a cliff.
Bernie's
eaten by sea monsters.
Yeah. Bernie stopped existing due to his fatal inability to be relevant.